Hare Krishna. Why do we resort to mechanical approach to chanting? Because the mind becomes preoccupied with various other anxieties and concerns. You will see the mental chatter which arises from trying to set right things in the world around us, environment around us. It's like an unending phenomenon. Because even if one sorts out one problem, there is another, second, third, fourth, fifth. In this way, the mind becomes completely preoccupied with various anxieties and searching for solutions and settling the older problems and giving rise to new problems. Just like bubbles come from the bottom of the water to the surface of the water, like that the mind becomes flooded with various thoughts and plans and ideas and solutions during the time of chanting, due to which the mind switches off to the holy name and turns over to attending to these problems, which come like a cascade, like a cascading effect, like the soldiers coming one after another in a march past. In this way, if one wants to escape from this type of mental chatter, one has to cultivate tolerance. One has to not only cultivate tolerance from all the external stimuli agents which create that mental chatter, one will observe that within one's own mind, there are so many proposals for sense gratification. There are so many proposals for material satisfaction and material settlement. Therefore, one has to know that the mind not only indulges in proposing ideas, it goes into a mode of lack of control and eventually indulgence of both the mind and the senses. And one may see this and get disturbed, and eventually one may get fed up and get disheartened. But if one becomes disturbed or dejected or disheartened, then there is no positive improvement. One has to know, just like a goods train, you put a sudden brake, you know, it stops after 30-40 feet. It doesn't stop instantly. Similarly, for millions of lifetimes we've been wandering in this material world, picking up various ideas, thoughts, and making plans for enjoyment. So suddenly, the mind is not going to come to a very calm state like a good child. A naughty child is not going to just sit down and keep the mouth shut. Therefore, one has to live with the non-devotee mind who always comes up with various troubles for ourselves. But one, knowing the nature of the mind, instead of paying attention to this kind of mental chatter, one makes an effort to focus on the sound vibration of the holy name. Then one makes a forward progress. You see, meditation in vacuum or without any chant, without any mantra, is very difficult and it is unfruitful. If one is simply idly sitting and trying to concentrate the mind without the aid of the mantra, without the help of the mantra, one will very soon find oneself plunged into the ocean of thoughts again. But fortunately, the Supreme Lord descends in this world in the sound, in the form of the holy sound vibration, by taking shelter of which it is like a boat, as Narada rightly said, Bhavasindhu Plaveneiva Haricharyanu Varananam. He says, Bhavasindhu Plavo Drashto Haricharyanu Varananam. He says, Yetat Atura Chittanam Matrasparshe Chayamuhu Bhavasindhu Plavo Drashto Haricharyanu Varananam. So, if one very attentively takes shelter of the holy name, one will find oneself very protected, very sheltered, very engaged, very absorbed, and undistracted while chanting the holy name. Just like a man struggling in the ocean, suffocating, not able to swim anymore, and about to lose his life. He's going to get drowned and die. But at that time, imagine if a boat comes, and he boards the boat and he can relax in the boat peacefully. Because many a times we don't understand the value of the holy name, we are unable to take shelter of this boat. But the acharyas have handed over this in Guru Parampara, and if anyone takes it very seriously and gets into doing the project of hearing the holy name, mantra after mantra, word by word, then one will see that the mind gets preoccupied and calm. And for that, one has to cultivate tolerance. If one is not tolerating the mental chatter, one thinks that unless I settle this mental chatter, I will not do anything else. Then one is misguided. One will be fooled by the mind. Therefore, one has to learn the art of ignoring and neglecting the mental chatter and turn one's face away from it and pay attention to the holy sound vibration of the sweet name, Madhura Naam, which is the only shelter for purifying and elevating us back to the lotus feet of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.